Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. Steve Hoare here. It is Wednesday, the 17th of May, and we're going to talk transfers, and we're going to do a bit of an injury update as well. First of all, then, let's dive straight into it. And you know these aggregator sites, if you're on social media, you'll see all the accounts that do the big aggregating of transfer news, and they always do the brackets at the end of it. They all have the ratings, whether it's the medals or the colours or whatever it is. Well, the Redmen TV, we've been aggregated on it ourselves, and I thought it was interesting, so I'm going to speak about it. So over on Expert Insight on RedmenPlus.com, Dan spoke to Belgian football journalist Sacha Tavolieri all about Southampton midfielder Romeo Lavia, and he told Dan that in terms of the club's most advanced in terms of doing a deal for the midfielder, that Liverpool are top of that list. He did go on to say, listen, nothing's imminently close, but he said loads of teams have been in conversations, loads of teams are interested in the player, and he said the Reds are very much one of them. You can check out that full interview on redmenplus.com if you want to, either in video or podcast. And if you hang around a bit later on, I'll give you a discount code for you to get as well, so you can get it for a little bit cheaper. But yeah, so Lavia then, 19 years old, doesn't turn 20, of course, until January next year. Signed for Southampton from Manchester City and had a good season. He's had, you know, Southampton have been absolutely diabolical, they've been rubbish, but it has not been the fault of their midfielder. You know, the teenage has been really, really good. And my guess is he's going to leave there. He's too good to play championship footy. I doubt he's got any interest in that. I suppose one of the key factors in this is, of course, Manchester City's buyback clause. Now, according to reports from Goal, they can't activate that until the summer of 2024. It's for £40 million. So if anyone likes Lavia and they're interested in him and they want to do a deal, they can't really afford to hang around and wait. They might have to do it now, because if he gets to a point where he's good enough and where he has another good season, then obviously City will use that clause. That would, of course, again, I clarify that, that would mean him having to play a season of championship footy. But listen, he's young enough to go and do that, and I'm pretty sure he boxed it off in that midfield of Southampton in the championship. He comes up, hopefully, with Southampton, would be the aim for them, and then City just buy him. Well, if Liverpool want him, the best way to make sure Man City don't get him is to get him now. So I'll be honest, I haven't really thought about signing an out-and-out defensive midfielder, if truth be told. The Ugarte links came and they made sense, but by all accounts, Liverpool looking for more flexible, more, dynamic players, perhaps, can play a few different positions. Neil Jones, and we're going to speak about his report on Alexis McAllister later, did tell us on Red Men again that maybe Liverpool are looking for players with a bit more Premier League experience. They don't want to take gambles. They haven't really got time to come and bed somebody in like they did with Fabinho all those years ago. They need ready-made players who are used to it and ready to go. Now, although Lavia's only 19 years old, he's a kid, he's got a full season of Premier League footy under his belt, so maybe he is one that he fits into that mould as well. In terms of fee, you might be able to get him for cheaper than that £40 million buyout clause that City have got next season. Obviously, Southampton have just been relegated, they might need to cash in. So it's worth keeping an eye on. I hadn't really heard too much about it, but when Dan saw these reports, he got straight on the phone to Sasha, and like Dan always does, he's a genius, that kind of stuff. But yeah, well, I think it's worth keeping an eye on. I'm not sure how big a target he is in terms of top targets, but it looks like he's very much in demand. United wants them, Chelsea wants them, and now according to this, Liverpool are also interested, and we'll keep an eye on that one. Speaking of players that Liverpool want to keep an eye on, we've all been talking about Alexis McAllister for a long old time. Neil Jones, literally about half an hour before I started recording this show, did me a bit of a favour early, he helped me out by putting our new report out on goal.com. The report is all about Alexis McAllister. He talks about Liverpool want him. And what's interesting, maybe a little bit of a new report, we all knew that, but I'm going to read this line from Neil's article. He says, Anfield sources dismissed weekend reports that a deal was already close to being agreed, but is understood that McAllister is keen on a move to Merseyside, with May seen as a key month in determining the World Cup winner's future. He says he's known, obviously, not only Liverpool's main target, but I find it really interesting that he's keen, according to Neil, and Neil's sources are usually spot on with this kind of stuff. There were some reports in The Athletic, wasn't he, that he wants to go and play Champions League footy only, and maybe that's what his preference will be. But no, it looks like he's keen to move to Liverpool, which is a major, major, major piece of news. I think the player fancies the move. You know, it takes two to tango. You can want whoever you want, but if the player doesn't reciprocate, then you're not going to get him. Another talk about Mason Mount being potentially keen on a move to Liverpool, but also he's quite happy to stay at Chelsea and wants to sort a new deal out there. We'll keep an eye on the McAllister stuff, of course. It's going to run and run and run, but it does feel like he's someone who's on the agenda, and I think it's, you know, a real, real positive sign that they are, that the player is keen, like Neil says. For what it's worth, I'll have Neil Jones in our very studio tomorrow, Thursday, for JNO Insight. Again, redmenplus.com. I might as well talk to you about it now. So if you want to listen to that when Neil's in, you can watch it live or listen to it after the fact as a video or podcast, rather. And you want to go and check out the interview with Sasha as well, head to redmenplus.com. If you sign up for a year as a yearly club captain, usually that will cost you £50 for the year. If you enter the code YEAR, YEAR, on the payment screen, you'll only pay £25 for the year. We're giving a half price sale. It's an absolute bargain. Almost giving it away too cheap, if truth be told. But we want you guys to enjoy all the content we do. So yeah, if you want to check out the interview with Sasha and, of course, Neil Jones's interview that I'll be doing tomorrow, and I promise you, I guarantee you, I will ask him about this Alexis McAllister stuff. Then get yourselves over there, get yourselves involved. As well.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right then, moving on to another story. According to David Lynch of Football Insider, Roberto Firmino's winning his race to be fit for Liverpool's game against Aston Villa this weekend. Yeah, of course, an emotional day for everybody concerned. It's going to be Roberto Firmino's final Anfield home game as a Liverpool player. We don't know where he's going yet, and I've got a little bit of story on that coming up next, actually. But I think we saw Divock Origi have his Anfield farewell last season when he was injured and he didn't quite get the send-off he deserved or required. Well, as much as Divock Origi is a legend in my eyes, Roberto Firmino is higher up on that pecking order in the standings. We saw it at Leicester away the other day, the scenes, not only at full-time, but during the game, the Bobby song went on and on and on, and the player himself loved it. There's a video of that on our YouTube channel, by the way. I do ages to go and check it out. It's awesome. Chloe got some amazing footage down at the King Power. But yeah, Liverpool are confident that he'll be fit to take part in his Anfield farewell game, according to David Lynch. He's been out since late April with a muscle injury, which had cast doubt on whether he might be able to participate in the Reds' final home game of the season. Obviously, it's a big game for him, but Liverpool are confident and the medical staff expect that the 30-year-old will be ready for the game. Whether that means he starts or comes off the bench, we don't know. It's worth mentioning, it isn't just like a friendly game. This Liverpool need to win it. You know, who knows, by the time we get to that game, if anyone else has dropped points. That Liverpool need, obviously, Man United. Liverpool need Newcastle in particular to drop points. Newcastle play Thursday, their game in hand against Brighton. But Liverpool need to win this game, so it can't just be a testimonial. But actually, with Darwin Nunez with having a toe injury, we don't know if he's going to be fit yet for Villa. just having Firmino available as another forward option for the game, if Liverpool are chasing goals, will be brilliant. But of course, it'll be awesome for him to get the send-off that he deserves. I'm sure the Bobby song will be flowing around Anfield for everybody to hear at the weekend. But it'd be nice if he's actually on the pitch for it as a player. Imagine if he comes off the bench, how the reception he's going to get. Imagine he scores. Oh my God, it's the stuff dreams are made of. Imagine he scores against Southampton and gets us in the Champions League, even better. But maybe I'm getting a bit too far ahead of myself there. But yeah, I think it's awesome if the fact that he can play, get himself on the pitch wherever he starts, more likely on the bench and gets on, that'd be awesome. And I really hope that he is winning this battle, as David Lynch reports. In terms of Firmino's future, moving on, according to Ben Jacobs, he is one of 20 names that the Saudi Arabian government have on a list. They're basically, they're playing the PR move, aren't they? They're trying to get players over to Saudi Arabian football. They did it with Cristiano Ronaldo and they want to go again. Some will call it sports washing, some won't. I will. But then, players are getting plenty of cash over there if they want it. Ronaldo's getting weighed in as it stands. And according to this report from Ben Jacobs, both Sadio Mane is on that list, but so is Roberto Firmino. We haven't heard yet quite where Roberto's future lies. That's been kind of kept under wraps for a little bit. We've heard murmurings of that James Milner's leaving. Well, we know that. But he's been close to Brighton. We haven't actually heard too much concrete reporting on where Roberto's going to go. So, it looks like a move to Saudi Arabia could be on the cards for him, if that's what he wants. If he wants to go in a big old paycheck, fair play to him. We'll know. I think he's still good enough to play at a higher level than that, if truth be told. But listen, when someone's offering you a lot of money to end your career and go and live over there for a few years and get absolutely weighed in terms of cash, then those new challenges, for lack of a better phrase, maybe can be put to the back burner. So I think it's absolutely brilliant. Get yourselves over there, Roberto, if that's what you want to do. We'll soon find out where it all goes. But wow. I mean, hand on heart, I wouldn't begrudge him if he goes there, but I kind of hope he doesn't. I kind of hope he goes somewhere else if he can and gets himself into another top league. Not against Liverpool. Don't stay in the Premier League. Oh my God, that'd be horrendous. But I still think he's good enough to play at a very high level. But listen, according to Ben Jacobs' report, he is one of the names on a list of 20 targets that the Saudi Arabian government want to get over to play for Saudi clubs in an attempt to get their league and their brand further off the ground. So keep an eye on that one. I mentioned before, dead quickly, I'll just do it very, very quickly again. Redmenplus.com. That interview with Neil, that interview with Sasha, all the other amazing great content we've got as well. Use the code, head on over there, redmenplus.com, sign up, yearly club captain, use the code yearly, get it for half price, only £25 for a year. Bear in mind, if you sign up on a monthly subscription, it's a £5 a month usually. So if you sign up usually 12 months, even my basic maths tells you it would usually cost you £60. Use the code yearly, £25 for that content. Hope you enjoyed that episode of Bite Size. Hope you'll enjoy everything else that's over on Redmen Plus, when I'm sure you're going to get yourselves over there. But have a good rest of your day, whatever you're up to, and we'll be back with another Bite Size on Thursday. See you later, everyone.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.